Hello, welcome to this edition of The Guys, your place for fantasy football analysis and expertise. Edition of The Guys, your place for fantasy football analysis and expertise. I'm your host, the Fantasy Doctor. Before I introduce The Guys, I want to say thank you to you, the viewers. 40,000 views over the last 3 weeks. Guys, let's give them some love.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much. And don't forget that if you share a show in the past or you share a show this week, you're in for the drawing, $500. You can come on with The Guys and hang out. It really is a good time. Now tonight, to my right, we have a very special guest, Big Jim, the owner of Slow Bones Barbecue in Frankenmuth, Michigan. If you haven't been to Frankenmuth, I suggest you go. It's an amazing, fun place, but trust me, forget the big chicken houses. Go 2 minutes off the strip and go to Slow Bones. The most amazing barbecue you've ever had. Great music. They have jazz and blues on the weekends. And you'll probably get to hang out with Big Jim because he's in there a lot. Introducing this week, our special guest, one of my best friends since we go way back, Big Jim, Mr. Jim Jones.
Thank you, Bo. It's a pleasure to be here. Absolutely. We will serve chicken in Frankenmuth, but we do it a little bit different. It's going to be slow smoke goodness. So, come on out and see us. I'm looking forward to a great show tonight. Guys, thanks for having me.
I love it, brother. And we've all eaten there, and we all love it. And tonight, we're going to be throwing down. There'll probably be a few minutes where you catch us with food in our mouth, and that's okay. Now, to his right, you gotta love him. You all know him. Fantasy's favorite, Ginger the Ginger Hulk, Mr. Mark Down.
Ginger's gonna smash on some chicken wings today.
Oh, man, let me get you a napkin, though.
I don't need a napkin. The big man brought himself a towel today, boys, so I'm good.
Ginger Hulk is ready for some wings.
You keep those.
He does show up in the restaurant with that towel, so that's his favorite Slow Bones towel.
That's right.
I'm going to skip past Miss Holly over to my far left. Advice from the Great White North, Canadian Bacon, Miss Kyle Marchand.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. You know, last week I caught some flack for wearing a hockey jersey, so someone said to wear a football jersey. I still don't think I got it right, though. I might be wrong.
That's close, but I got to tell you, CB, we still need sponsors, and Chevy's a good one.
That'll work.
Chevy, if you're watching, this show's for hire. So nothing wrong with that. I like it. And last but not least, certainly not in the looks department, our beverage connoisseur, Miss Holly.
Hello.
Miss Holly, let's get this show started. What's first?
Buy low.
Buy low. Let's go to you, Big Red.
This week, my man from Flint, it's got to be Mark Ingram. They shipped AP this week. Love the fact that the guy is always finishing as an RB1. There's no reason he's not going to finish as an RB1 now. Kamara's their pass back guy. However, he's small. He's not going to get the goal line looks. This is an offense on the upswing. He's probably going to get you from going forward at least 8 touchdowns. I do think moving forward, he's a plug and play running back 2 with running back 1 upside. Get him now. I don't care what you have to give up. Go ahead. Give up some wide receivers. Get this man now. He's going to have to give you a chance to win the league.
Big Red, I know that pained you to get all that out because you want to eat some food, and it's right in front of
That's
you.
That's right. I appreciate you going
big man, Big man's smelling so that, and he's dying to eat, but he's had to get out his advice to you guys. Going to you, CB.
I'm going to go down to Houston and go get myself a little Will Fuller the 5th. Not Will Fuller the 6th, big guy. The 5th.
It's my dynasty pick. It's my dynasty pick.
Yeah, I think that was Teach that did Back to the Future. We were trying. He's trying to, and dynasty. He's trying to get Will Fuller the 7th or something. I don't know.
And I think you do this as a wide receiver too, and you try to play down the trade when you go get him because somebody's probably already picked him up. Play the fact that he's only got 9 targets over the last 2 weeks, and play to that. Oh, he's not going to be as good as he has the last 2 weeks. He's not going to be that good, and steal him as a wide receiver too. That offense is going to support 2 wide receivers. Watson has proven as a rookie that kid can play. 2 wide receivers with Hopkins and Fuller both putting up big numbers the rest of the way.
Like it. guys, we're going to move on quickly. Sell high. I'm going back to you, Big Red.
Yeah, my sell high this week is going to be Alex Smith. Leads the league in yards per attempt. We've seen this show before. Kansas City told you all you need to know about how they feel about Alex Smith. They see him every single day. They went out and drafted Pat Mahomes. They traded up for Pat Mahomes. They know Alex Smith is not the answer. The guy right now is maximum value. Down the stretch, he's probably not your quarterback one. You can trade him for a team that is desperate for a quarterback. I think right now, if you can even get an RB2, a guy like Ingram, now's the time to sell Alex Smith.
I got to tell you, Big Red, it's very strange to me. Is you're always a ginger hook. We got Big Jim here. I think it's a little bigger.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go to the gym, but this food is so good, I might have to go to the gym twice.
I think things have changed a little bit. On to you, Big Jim. Who are you selling high?
Well, CB, I'm telling you what, you're not getting him cheap. I'm selling high Will Fuller, and the reason is he's going to be the primary target this week against the 25th-ranked defense in Cleveland. His value would never be higher.
Well, I got to tell you, great advice. We seem to have a little discrepancy, though, between CB and Big Jim. Big Red, get me out of this conundrum.
You're interrupting my eating time. However.
But we need you, baby.
Okay. Listen. He's putting up Madden-like numbers. We all have our favorite team, and some of you like Cam Newton. I don't understand why. I'm eating a little bit of crow. These are chicken wings, not crow wings. I promise you, I apologize for last week's Cam Newton call. Dude went off. He's probably going to go off going forward. However, Will Fuller this week, you can't have two touchdowns every week. Now's the absolute time to sell. I'm actually thinking about selling next week because this week against Cleveland, he probably goes off. You're going to get maximum value after this week. Jim, love it. Absolutely. Love the barbecue. Love the picks. Let's get it.
All right.
Very good stuff. I mean, great stuff out of the big men out there. As long as we're talking about eating crow instead of the wings, I'd rather eat the wings. I will say, guys, I did say very clearly Ben Roethlisberger, 310 yards and two touchdowns. Hold on. He did throw over 300 yards and two touchdowns. Two of them were pick sixes. It still counts, boys. It still counts. Doc's on the hook for that one. Guys, we're going to go to a quick hitter all the way down the board. With OBJ out, Brandon Marshall's out, Giants are in trouble. I want to know who is the best Giant going forward from the panel. I'm going to start with you, Big Jim.
I'm going with Shane Vereen. With all these wide receivers down, somebody's going to have to catch the ball. Look for Shane Vereen to have a huge week this week. Passer point league, he's your man.
Yeah, I mean, Vereen's almost all they have left. I mean, at this point, how do they move the football? I like Vereen a lot only because I say I like Vereen. And out of the Giants, I like Vereen because they have no one else. I don't like the Giants at all. I'm all done with Eli Manning. Big Red.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm cutting out a lot of guys. Vereen's a great pick. Again, they're going to have to throw it to him. I would probably go with the tight end with Ingram. He clearly can't block. They didn't bring him in to block. So they're going to have to throw the football. In a quick hits, I think he's your guy. Probably he might get 10, 12 targets moving forward. And as a wide receiver, he plays that type of a role as a tight end. The tight ends have been terrible this year. The guy is probably going to finish as a tight end one. And as bad as that position has been, it's his guy to get this year.
CB, they got barbecue like this up in Canada?
Nope.
Nowhere else but Franklin, Michigan,
close.
Right?
Not even close.
Nowhere close.
I'm going to just give you guys a little bit of hint.
You guys probably go to BW3s up there, don't you?
Not to sound too...
Boston's? You go to Boston's, don't you? I'm going to call him out. He's a Boston's and a BW3 guy.
We might be.
Because you don't just have this. All right, CB, tell us...
Not to sound completely socialist, but the damn sweet potatoes are almost as good as the chicken. And that's saying something. Now, on the Giants, I'm going to go Gallman just on sheer workload. They got to have a guy who runs the ball. They obviously can't throw the ball. They have practice squad guys. Gallman's probably going to get you 15 to 20 touches a week. Even at 2 or 3 yards a carry, he's going to get you at 9, 10 points and is a flex option.
Very good. Guys, we got a special guest tonight. You've seen him many times on the show. He's a regular. He's going to come out tonight. We have the artiste going to come out and give you 60 seconds of his love or his hate. He paints with a broad brush. We're hoping it's in PG-friendly terms. Artiste, come on out and give us a moment. He's on his way. It's much like Holly. We wait for Holly. We were waiting for the artiste.
I'm a little slow.
Brother.
Thanks, Doc.
Good to see you. Give him your
slow
love.
Slow bones.
Give him your love. He was busy off camera. He was busy off camera because he's busy eating. Everybody's eating
exactly.
This week. Go ahead, brother. Give
I've
me your look.
I had my fill, and it was excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
Just want to say hello to everybody, and thanks, Doc. Let's get right to it. I got a few quick hitters I want to talk about. Let's start with Eric Ebron. And I would talk about this guy a lot, but if you're not a Lions fan, you might not know how bad this guy sucks, okay? He's a horrible tight end, and he can't catch a cold in the middle of January. There's a rumor going around that he will be giving out only one candy at Halloween, and that, of course, is Butterfingers. That being said, if he's on your fantasy team, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you. And
Artis, who's the offense coordinator there?
Jim Bob Cooter?
You got it. It's been a while. Jim Bob Cooter.
It has been. You got to throw that in.
You got to throw a little Deliverance reference in there.
Next up, and this is for the Green Bay Packers coaching staff. Is there any chance that we could possibly target Jordy Nelson more than one time in the first half next week? Newsflash, he's pretty fucking good. Just saying. On to the next thing. If you want to sit or kneel during the national anthem, that's up to you. That's all good and everything. If that's what you want to do, it's your right. But here's an idea. How about standing instead, and then basically out of respect for the military, and then having maybe taking action in some other way that's a little more tangible or, whatever. Something different than that. There's got to be a better way. Also, last thing here. And this is probably going to get me, my blood boiling a little bit, but I've been wanting to talk about this a lot for a long time. The Hail Mary pass. I've been screwed 2 years in a row on the Hail Mary pass in fantasy football. Can anyone learn how to defend the Hail Mary pass? It's not f***ing rocket science, okay? It's pretty f***ing simple, actually. Rush three guys, put five guys in man-to-man coverage. Three guys are back. They're going to knock down the football, okay? But don't leave your f***ing man. You guys, that's the catch. You guys that are guarding man-to-man, you stay on your man. I don't care if he goes up in the third row to buy popcorn. You stay with that son of a bitch. Because if the ball gets tipped, you're going to tackle his ass. Because as soon as the ball gets tipped, there's no interference anymore. Stop trying to intercept the ball.
And the only reason you go up to the third row is for these wings. Well done, Artis. We will be bleeping out some of that for the viewership just to keep it where we need to be. Start sits of the week. This, guys, we're talking quarterback. We're going to go to you, Big Jim. Who are you starting at quarterback? Who are you sitting at quarterback?
I am starting Oakland quarterback Derek Carr. He is back with a chip on his shoulder.
I see what you did there. He's back.
See what I did?
I see what you did there. Yep. All right.
He's got the weapons to produce. He's facing the 22nd ranked Chargers as far as quarterback rating in the league, giving up 96.8 quarterback rating against their opponents this year. So if he plays, I'm going with Carr.
When you said what he did, was that a rib reference? The whole baby back, baby back, baby back.
Listen, I love the
rib. I'm just trying to wonder. I mean, the rib, I mean, it's – I just say pig is good. Pig is good. I love some pig and cow and chicken. I just like them all.
It's funny that you would say baby back ribs, because the actor who does the voice for that, who sings that, is a regular performer at Slow Bones. In fact, he will be there tomorrow. He'll be there tomorrow night, Paris DeLaine.
No kidding.
He is the guy that sings Baby Back Ribs. He's the Budweiser.
Guys, this show isn't coming out until early Saturday morning, so you're too late to catch Big Jim and I, but I'll be there tomorrow night.
You got it.
I got to come see that.
It's awesome.
Slow Bones on a Friday night is really something special. If you can get up there, it does rock. It's the bands are amazing. The booze is flowing. The food is amazing. Really cool place to go, Jim, and that's awesome. The bands there are amazing. I can't believe the guys you guys get.
I have Bex Marshall from London, England, coming in on the 22nd. It's going to be a Sunday, her world tour. She's doing a U.S. segment of her world tour right now, and she's going to be in the neighborhood. She called me up and said, Jim, you got an opening on Sunday. We don't have music on Sundays, but for Bex Marshall, we have music.
We're going to make room. In fact, Bex, if you're listening, you're watching the show, we've got time here on the guys. Fantasy football. You want to come out and sing maybe a little ditty to Big Red and I?
Yeah.
I think we need a theme song for It's Big Red and I. I don't know.
She would do it.
Yeah. Oh, I get
it. Big Red, please. Big Red, get us back on track. Start since your quarterback.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go with a sponsor, I mean, hey, it makes sense to me. I said it last week. The guy is absolutely on the waiver wire. I'm going to go with Jacoby Brissett again. Put you up 20 points last week. He plays the Titans. Titans are giving up 26 fantasy points per game. If there's ever a week to double up on Jacoby Brissett, it's this week. I do love Derek Carr. If he comes back this week, it's another great pick. I thought you were just a barbecue master. Apparently, you're a fantasy master, too. I am impressed.
Does seem like Big Jim knows what he's doing. That's why he's on the show. Hopefully, Big Jim will have you back many weeks. We're going to move on, guys. Normally, I have Miss Holly introduce the segment. She's busy
this
grubbing
is the best
down.
Show so far.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't food yet. And when we have food, it's the best we've ever had. Miss Holly's basically filling your face there, I see, girl. It's a good thing. I'm not mad at you. I'm doing the same thing. So I'm going to introduce the segment, start sits of the week, running back, Canadian bacon.
Sit of the week, it's Jay Ajayi. And I like the guy, and I think he's due to come back to the median, but it's not this week. That offense is just awful. Historically bad, 10.3 points per game. That's unbelievably bad, and there's just no way around it. For a start of the week at running back, I'm going to Detroit. I'll be a homer. Amir Abdullah simply is getting fed the ball. 50 touches the last 3 weeks. He catches the ball. He's running the ball well. The Lions have actually dedicated themselves to the run a little bit recently, which has led to positive results, which is surprising to me. But moving forward, as an RB2, he's a almost plug and play at this point.
CB, before I go away from you, what does that do to Theo Riddick?
Riddick's always been a flex option, and it's week to week. This week, I actually like him against New Orleans, just because New Orleans is terrible. But most weeks, I'm going against Theo Riddick. If you look, maybe the options when the Lions are going to go pass heavy and have to get in a boat race with a team, which I think New Orleans will be, you play him. In a game against, say, like last week, Carolina, where it's going to be defensive battle, stay away from him.
Yeah, I mean, Stafford historically has been very, very good against New Orleans, particularly in New Orleans. And the New Orleans, they're terrible against receiving running backs. That's why I was curious is what you were thinking about Theo, because in that scenario, for the first time we've seen it ever, they're running a mirror between the tackles. Lions always done that poorly. Now they're doing it effectively. And all of a sudden, maybe Theo's a good play this week. That's why I was curious.
Yeah, he's a pure matchup guy, and it's got to be the right one for you.
Big Red.
Before I go forward, what is a boat race in Canada in the middle of the winter? Like, is that you guys just have them on ice skates? You just
no, we put a sail on a boat with some wheels.
Oh, okay. I just was trying to figure it out. Honestly, I'm just imagining it. Now, if I'm going with it, I'm going to give you two right now. I understand we're talking about winter in Canada. And just like all magical times, we have Christmas. Frankenmuth happens to be apparently the Christmas town USA. I happen to think it should be barbecue town USA. It's that good. That slow burn from this ghost pepper is killing me right now. But Adrian Peterson is the guy you just picked up off the waiver wire, and I'm telling you, sit him down. Just like all new toys, this is not the week to use him. Let him sit in the box, play with your old toys. The guy I like right now, this week is my start, is Javorius Allen. Not only do you get to say Javorius, however, he's going to get 25
Nicely
touches
done.
Every week. I thought it was good.
Nicely
it
done.
It was well
you
done.
You cannot trust Alex Collins inside the 20. The guy fumbles the ball too much. Harbaugh knows this is my guy inside the 20s. That's where your points are scored. You're going to get catches. He's absolutely a point per reception monster. Plus, he's getting the goal line carries. We've talked about a guy like Ajayi. He's supposedly getting all of these touches. Javorius Allen is your guy. No one thinks of him as an RB1. Arguably, he could finish in that top 12, and I don't think there's a question. That goes above and beyond the name.
I agree. Guys, we're going to move on. Start sits, wide receivers. I'm going to you, Big Red.
Just like Big Red this week, my man Terrell Pryor is going to eat this week. San Francisco made Cooper Kupp and Sammy Watkins look like world beaters. He had the week off to get himself right. For some reason, him and Cousins just have not connected, but I'm thinking the San Francisco's taking the trip across country. 90 yards and a touchdown is the minimum this week. You heard it now. He's a guy to go buy. His value is way down.
I like that buy.
Yeah, the guy to sit this week is Martavis Bryant. He's playing against Kansas City. He's probably going to get Marcus Petered. I understand that the Artiste knows all about getting Marcus Petered. And truly, Big Ben plays terrible on the road. This is a guy that you cannot play this week. He may go off, but he will go off on your bench. Absolutely a sit this week. Give me Terrell Pryor over Martavis Bryant. No chance you can play anybody from Pittsburgh this week besides Le'Veon Bell because Cheetos and Weed plays everywhere.
Cheetos and Weed. Thank you for giving me that reference. He is Cheetos and Weed. I think going forward we call him that. And I think going forward, Zeke is the Ohio State puke. Yes, I did it. And if you're from Ohio, watch our show or don't. I don't really care at this point. We'll take the rest of the 49 states. We'll take the rest of the 49 states. I agree with you, Big Red. If he eats, though, he's not eating the Texas Tang. Not that good.
Hey.
What do you got down there? You got the slow burn?
Oh, that's the slow burn.
Oh, I need some of that. Can you pass that down?
Me and Big Jim are sweating, and there's a reason.
Canadian bacon, get us back going again. Yep. Start six wide receivers while I put some slow burn on my wing.
This guy, I'm going to go to Moncrief as my start this week, and it's mostly because of the other guys that have found a role in that offense. They found a running game with Marlon Mack. That guy scored a touchdown in every game that he's been in healthy. He missed two games with a foot injury, but the other three games he's played in, been a monster. And when he plays, it opens up those underneath routes where Moncrief really thrives. We didn't have any brisket tonight. I was kind of disappointed, but we've got brisket, brissette, something like that would have worked if we would have had brisket tonight. I like Moncrief this week. Hey, touchdown, 85 yards.
If we had brisket, Big Red wouldn't have said a thing all night. he knew. If he's bringing that brisket, I wasn't talking at all.
Big Jim,
so I appreciate that.
Big Jim knew not to bring the brisket or the burnt ends because none of us would have talked. Yeah, right. You so would have had a show for 30 minutes or we just chew and look at you. we would have had dry race boards and we would write our guys while we're chewing.
That's fine. I'll talk about slow bone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's solely true. That's what we would have done. So, guys, I want to go takeaways. It's by the way, the Petered. I thought you told Artiste to stay away from Petered.
I did, clearly.
In general, but it's a tight end. It's a thing. Guys, I want to go takeaways. I'm going to start with you. Back to you, CB.
My takeaway right now is Jacksonville is quickly becoming a team you do not play any wide receiver or quarterback against. They have allowed 27 total points through 5 weeks to quarterbacks. That's unheard of, and you just got to start sitting, guys. This week, Goff is out there on the waiver wire. Don't get him. Cup's available. Don't start him. Sammy Watkins is an absolute pass. Anybody against Jacksonville right now is an absolute pass. That team, I don't know where or how, they found a damn good defense.
Yeah, they're brutal, particularly if you're trying to throw the ball. Jacksonville's almost a no-fly zone, much like Denver has been.
Yep.
Jacksonville's brutal. I like Goff in general, but his matchups going forward are just really rough. Fantasy darling the first few weeks, but good matchups, as we talked about.
Yep.
Now he's into the rough sledding.
In games you thought he was going to be good, like Jacksonville, suddenly became an absolute pass for him. So there's some games where you thought, okay, this is where I can play him, and now you can't.
Well, we're going to find out what he's made of. I mean, the guy was a number one draft pick. We'll see if he lives up to the billing. Andy, your takeaway, Big Jim.
Yeah, so my takeaway really is not football other than listening to these guys. I've been checking in with these guys every week and learning a ton. They've been helping my fantasy team. And just pleasure to be here. If you happen to be in the area, you're checking out Christmastown, Chickentown, Frankenmuth. Always a lot of things going on in town. Stop by, say hi at Slow Bones, enjoy the barbecue and cold beer.
It's worth it, guys. It's worth it. Trust me. If you go up there, if you're Christmas, I don't care what you're up there for. You take your kids to Splash Village. Go to Slow Bones. Trust me, it's worth it. It's even better if you don't take the kids. Go there on a Friday or Saturday night. Listen to the band. After the food, have some cold beers. And watch the show. We'll be looping there. We'll be on one of the TVs because Big Jim's on.
That's right.
Let's kick it down to you, Big Red. Your takeaway.
Yeah, much like Slow Bones is the hidden gem of Frankenmuth, I'm going to give you a little bit hidden gem of knowledge. Right now, if you have wide receivers on your bench that are just stashed, that you're not planning on playing, cut them. Okay, New York Giants is a great example. You had OBJ and Marshall go down. You're not excited to start any of those other wide receivers. However, Green Bay had Ty Montgomery go down, and Aaron Jones looks like a world beater. The bench spots that you have are valuable. It's important to go ahead and grab guys like Derrick Henry, okay, like Dante Foreman. These guys that if their guy ahead of them goes down, these are weekly starts. Don't waste your spots on wide receivers that are not going to play no matter what happens. Go ahead and get yourself absolute studs that are running backs, because if something happens to the guy ahead of them, now you have the monster piece. Don't wait until their waiver wire picks. Grab them now. Stash them. That's monster.
Yeah, the stashes are important. The big thing is, remember, you only have so many roster spots, so be a little careful with the stash. I agree with Big Red, but be careful. There are guys that you can carry for a long time, and it's just hurting your fantasy football team, particularly wide receiver. Guys, we've had so many injuries. It's been crazy. Running back, and but particularly receiver.
Top guys.
Receiver guys. Is very thin at this point. All of a sudden, Adam Thielen looks like a guy that you were super proud to have. And going into the season, we didn't even know his name. I mean, Stephon Diggs was the guy there. And there's a lot of those examples. I want to say thanks to the crew for putting on the show. I want to say thanks to Drew behind the scenes, our producer. Make sure our sound sounds good every week. Make sure that the cameras look good. Miss Holly for making sure that we have cold drinks and are refreshed.
I worked so hard today.
I really want to thank Big Jim, one of my best friends again, guys, from second grade. Super happy to have Big Jim here tonight. If you haven't been there, go to Slow Bones in Frankenmuth, Michigan. You will not regret it. In fact, you will thank us. It is an amazing experience, amazing food, just a great place. What are you, Jim, like 2 minutes off me?
Yeah, just if you're heading north on Main Street, turn right like you're going to Heritage Park, right at the gas station, Kern Sausage right there. You can't miss it.
Yeah, if you're going downtown Frankenmuth to check out any of the sites, it literally is 2 minutes off the main stretch. And trust me, I would say it's a hidden gem. It no longer is. They're busy, busy, busy. But it's worth going there for sure. For the Artiste off screen, Artiste, why don't you come on and hang out with the crew for a second? For Artiste, an amazing rant tonight. He ate very well off screen. We were all a little jealous because he had a table and we didn't. He had a little setup. We were trying to work among our notes. For Big Red, Artiste, Big Jim, our special guest, our beverage connoisseur, Miss Holly, the Doc, Canadian Bacon. Tune in next week, guys. We've been very happy with the views. Don't forget to share $500. We're drawing next week. Come on the show with us. Don't forget, at this point in our lives, fantasy glory is forever. See you next week.
Do I look small?
You should. Especially if our pants were off.